Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Senior Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Thank you for joining us today as we share together in God's precious Word. Here's Senior Pastor Walt Lanier, taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
A very small country indeed. The size of Israel is 1/6 of 1% of all of the Middle Eastern land. In other words, surrounding Arabic countries, that would be Iran and Iraq and Saudi Arabia, all the countries in the Middle East who surround this little country of Israel. There are 4.2 million square miles of the Middle Eastern country land, 500 times larger than Israel. All that land, and everybody's concerned about that little piece of land the size of the state of New Jersey. The West Bank and all of this, you've heard all the fight. During the month, I throw this in. The land of Israel right now is 8,000 square miles. During the millennium, we just learned about the millennium, that land will increase to 300,000 square miles. There's some promises, and when we get to the covenants, God promised Abraham and the people of Israel, you're going to have all of this land. It totals 300,000 square miles. Right now, they only have 8,000 square miles. Which would take in, that 300,000 square miles in the millennium, it would take in present day all of Jordan, Lebanon, most of Syria, Iraq, much of Egypt, and Saudi Arabia. And God also promised this land to Abraham and to his seed. Now, number three, quickly. Not only they are God's people, it's God's place. They're in God's plan. They're the most disrespected people on earth, the most disputed place on earth, yet it's the most disregarded plan on earth. God has a plan and a purpose for the nation of Israel. Go back with me to Romans 11, 27. And we'll conclude our lesson this morning with this. And we'll pick up on it next Sunday, and we'll go into these covenants one by one by one. But notice verse number 27, Romans 11. For this is my covenant unto them when I shall take away their sins. And we'll talk about when that covenant will take place. But I want you to notice the word covenant. The word covenant means it's a formal binding agreement or a promise between two or more parties to do something or not to do something. In other words, specific acts. It's a covenant, a promise between two or more individuals. And we see that. That God made, I have seven, it could be eight, binding covenants that are recorded in the Bible. The one to Adam is the first one that was given in Genesis chapter number 3, 14 through 21, about that seed of the woman, that covenant, and about Jesus Christ coming. We see that they call it the Adamic, how do you say it? I'm not a Greek fella. Yeah, that covenant, okay? Okay. Then there's the Noah covenant, the covenant, the Noahic, I guess, the covenant to Noah. All y'all know that one. In Genesis chapter 9, verses 8 through 17, it's that God put a rainbow. He made a covenant that he's not going to destroy this earth with water anymore. That's another covenant that God made. And by the way, that's another unconditional covenant. God said, I'm not going to destroy this earth with water anymore. He will destroy it by fire one day, but yet it's a covenant. Then there's five covenants he made to Israel, and that's the ones we'll focus on in the next 2 weeks. There's that covenant he made to Abraham. Genesis chapter number 2, verses 1 through 3, and I'll give you these verses later. I'm just as references. And then Genesis 15, 18 through 22. Then that's the Mosaic covenant. That's Exodus 19, 5, 8. It talks about that covenant with the law. Then there's a land covenant. I'm going to give you this land. It's a covenant. Deuteronomy chapters 29 and 30. We'll get a little bit more into that next week or two. And then the covenant he gave to David in 2 Samuel 7, 2 Samuel chapter number 7, a covenant he gave to Daniel, or David, and then a new covenant that he gave. And time, let me read this, and then we'll... It's in Jeremiah chapter number 31, verses 31 through 34. This is the new covenant that he spoke about in Romans chapter number 11. Jeremiah chapter number 31. And we'll get in more detail over the next couple of weeks, but I want to leave this with you. Jeremiah 31, 31. Behold, the days come, saith the Lord. This is the future from when this was written, that I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah, not according to the covenant that I made with their fathers in the days that I took them by the hand to bring them out of the land of Israel, which my covenant they broke, although I was a husband unto them, saith the Lord. But this shall be the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel, not the church. The church did not replace Israel. With the house of Israel, after those days, saith the Lord, I will put my law in their parts, inward parts, and will write it in their hearts. I will be their God, and they shall be my people. And they shall teach no more every man to his neighbor and every man his brother, saying, know the Lord. For they shall all know me from the least unto the greatest of them, saith the Lord. For I will forgive their iniquity and not remember their sin. I will remember their sin no more. God said that. He's talking about the millennium, that new covenant. Let me give you Isaiah. Ezekiel 36. I got to finish real quick. Oh, man, 25. Then I will sprinkle clean water upon you, and you shall be clean. Verse number 26. And a new heart will I give you, a new spirit will I put within you. Verse number 27, I will put my spirit within you and cause you to walk in my statutes. Verse number 28, and ye shall dwell in the land that I gave to your fathers, and ye shall be my people, and I will be your God. And it goes on and on. If you read the rest of it, he says that this is not for you, it's for me. I'm not doing this because of your obedience or because of your disobedience. I'm doing it for my sake, because of my promises, because of my covenant. Let me read this and I'm done. God gave 5 covenants to Israel, 4 unconditional and 1 was conditional. The conditional covenant was the Mosaic covenant. It is the only conditional covenant that God made with Israel. It begins with the word if, Exodus 9:5. If you do this, I'll do that. The other 4 covenants were unconditional. They are not dependent upon Abraham, David, or Israel herself. It's dependent exclusively upon God's integrity for their fulfillment, and the fulfillment of these covenants relies totally on God's faithfulness, not Israel's disobedience. Let me repeat that. The fulfillment of these covenants relies totally on God's faithfulness, not Israel's obedience. Israel is the only nation in history which God has had a covenant relationship. What an amazing, amazing country Israel is. And the way I opened up my Bible study this morning, like that chaplain to the King of Prussia 300 years ago, one word that could prove the Word of God is true. One word, Israel. Our Father, we love you. Lord, I know that sometimes this study gets a little deep and maybe even with conflicting views. But our Father, I believe your word's clear. I don't agree with everything that goes on in Israel. I'm sure not supporting what they do. I just know that, our Father, that they're still your people, your chosen people, that one day you're going to make them a great nation. Our Father, we thank you for Jesus. Lord, that one day he's coming again. Until he comes for us, may we be found faithful. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Senior Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.